रख दो।
हरे कृष्ण। 20 onwards. हरे कृष्ण। वर्स नंबर 20। कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः प्रपद्यन्तेऽन्यदेवताः तं तं नियममास्थाय प्रकृत्या नियतः स्वयं। इन द लास्ट फ्यू वर्सेस कृष्ण स्पोक अबाउट पीपल हु सरेंडर अंटु हिम with some material desires. Sukritinaha are not pure devotees, they are devotees who are having some material desires also. So Krishna explained that even such people also, they are great, they are magnanimous because they ultimately came to me, and eventually their material desires will be vanquished and then they will become pure devotees also. So next question is, what if these people with their material desires go to someone else other than Krishna? That's the next question. So Krishna will fulfill their material desires also, and he will eventually purify them, and he is calling them very great because they have come to him. But what about those people with same material desires, they go to demigods? What is their destination? Krishna describes, kamaistaistair hrtajnanah prapadyante anya devatah. Hrtajnanah, their mind, their intelligence is completely stolen. Because of what? Kamaistaistair. Because of so many material desires, the intelligence of some people is totally stolen. Okay. And they prapadyante anya devatah. They take shelter of other deities, or the demigods, devatas. Now earlier Krishna said, mamevaye prapadyante. If you take my shelter only, you will come out of maya. Now Krishna says, because of material desires, anya devataha prapadyante. You take shelter of some other deities, some other demigods, what will happen? He will describe now. Tam tam niyama masthaya prakritya niyataha svaya. And these people with material desires, they worship other demigods by following the rules and regulations prescribed in their demigod worship. So there are certain rules prescribed for demigod worship also. They just follow all that. All just to fulfill their material desires. So Prabhupada writes, those who are freed from all material contamination surrender unto the Supreme Lord and engage in His bhakti. But those who are overwhelmed with so many material desires and they want the results, material desires very quickly, such people worship demigods. But what is recommended for us? Akamaha sarvakamova mokshakama udaradhihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushah param. Whether you have so many desires, material desires, or whether you have no desires, or you are desiring for liberation, whatever it may be, you can always worship Krishna. Akama means no desires. Like devotees, no material desires. Sarvakamova, different kinds of material desires, they are karmis. Mokshakama, desiring liberation, they are jnanis. You may be belonging, currently you may be belonging to karmi category or jnani category or bhakta category. But whatever category you may be currently in, you can always enter the category of bhaktas by taking shelter of Krishna. Okay. That will give ultimate benefit. The worshippers of demigods are motivated by small desires and do not know how to reach the supreme goal. But a devotee of Krishna is not misguided, because in Vedic literature, there are recommendations for worshipping different demigods for different purposes. But for any purpose, you can always worship Krishna. Okay. Now, 21st sloka, Krishna says, Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaham.
Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaham.
Shraddhaya architumichchati.
Shraddhaya architumichchati.
Tasya tasya chalam shraddham.
Tasya tasya chalam shraddham.
Tameva vidadhamyaham.
Tameva vidadhamyaham.
Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaah. So he says that these people, they become devotees of different demigods. Shraddhaya architum ichchati. Okay. And they desire to worship those demigods with faith. They faithfully worship different demigods. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Kali, Shiva, Brahma, so many, Bhairava, who is that? Mahakali, all these people are there. They worship. One should never minimize the position of these demigods. These demigods are also devotees of the Lord. We should not disrespect any demigod. Okay? When we are saying that demigod worship is not proper, we are only emphasizing that these demigods are also servants of Krishna. They feel embarrassed if you worship them instead of worshipping Krishna. We are servants of Krishna. We depend on Krishna. We depend on Vishnu for our own maintenance. And now you are depending on us for your maintenance. Okay. So they also feel embarrassed. They feel more happy if you directly worship Krishna. So Krishna, Lord Shiva, for example, he is worshipped by great demons like, who is that? Ravana. Ravana worshipped Shiva. Okay. And Hiranyakashipu, he worshipped Brahma. So actually Brahma and Shiva are worshipping Vishnu, worshipping Krishna. So when Prachetas were worshipping Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, Brahma became very happy, and Brahma came and told the Prachetas, my dear Prachetas, I am very pleased with you because you are worshipping Vasudeva. Okay. He said that Same Bhaktaha Pranasyati, Same Priyosimi, what is that shloka? Fourth canto. 24th chapter, 28th shloka. Okay, you can open it.
Yah
param ramhasa sakshat triguna jiva samyitat bhagavantam vasudevam prapannaha sapriyohimi. Right, one who worships Lord Vasudeva is very dear to me. That's what Shiva says. But he is not so excited or impressed with those people who worship him directly. Vrakasura worshipped him. Vrakasura, he is just taking out flesh from his body. He had some deep material desire to be fulfilled. Right? He is just taking out flesh from his body and then put in the fire. And Shiva finally said, stop this nonsense, what do you want? Then he said, I will put my hand on somebody's head and they should burn into ashes. Oh, really? That is your benediction? For that you are doing so much austerity. Okay, take it. So Shiva just gives him. And this demon wants to try it on Shiva only. I'll put my hand on your head first. Let's test whether it works or not. So like that. Then Vishnu comes and protects Shiva. That is there. So point is, with material desires, with lot of selfish motivations and ambitions, people worship demigods. And these demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all these people are not very excited with their own worshippers. They are more excited with people who worship Krishna directly. And in fact, as Krishna says in the 21st sloka here, that he is there in the heart of every living entity as super soul. Right? So as soon as one desires to worship a demigod, it is Krishna in the form of super soul who makes the faith of such demigod worshippers steady. Okay, So that this demigod worshipper can worship the demigod with dedication. The faith is also coming from him. Why Krishna gives that kind of faith in these people? Because with their own minute independence, they have decided to worship a demigod, not Krishna. So, okay, at least they are surrendering somewhere. So, let me just facilitate their faith. That's the nature of Krishna. So, God has given independence to everyone. Therefore, if a person desires to have material enjoyment and wants very sincerely to have such facilities from material demigods, Krishna will facilitate that. Krishna does not want forced service. Krishna does not want forced love. Krishna does not force anyone. You worship me only. He can recommend, if you worship me, that is good for you. You will come out of maya. Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna says that if you worship me, if you perform devotional service unto me, you will be protected from maya. But this fellow says, no, I can be in maya, no problem. I will not worship you. I have this material desire, I will worship this demigod. Okay, fine, no problem, go ahead. That's what Krishna says. Krishna does not force anyone to love him or serve him. He can inspire people, he can teach people, he can give knowledge, but he will not force. Ultimately, when we worship Krishna voluntarily by using our own independence and free will, then that kind of service, voluntary service, is very pleasing to Krishna. So Krishna does not force. So, next. Both the living entity and the demigods are subordinate to the will of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the living entity cannot worship the demigod by his own desire, nor can the demigod bestow any benediction without the Supreme Will. Those who are worshipping demigods, and the demigods who are being worshipped by their worshippers, both of them are dependent on Krishna. When a person is having faith in some demigod that he will fulfill my material desires, Krishna is the source of that faith. When a demigod is fulfilling the desires of a demigod worshipper, Krishna sanctioned those benedictions. Okay. So demigods are dependent on him, worshippers are also dependent on him. Without him, this exchange between demigods and demigod worshippers also cannot happen. Demigod's worshipper is worshipping demigod and demigod is giving benediction. Both are actually connected by Krishna only. Okay. Like that. In reciprocation to the conditioned soul's enjoyment propensity. A person wanting some particular thing may worship such and such a demigod. For example, a deceased person is recommended to worship sun god. And someone who wants education, he may worship Saraswati Devi. And a person who wants beautiful wife may worship goddess Uma or Parvati. Okay. In this way, there are recommendations in Shastras for different modes of worship of different demigods. And because a particular living entity wants to enjoy a particular material facility, the Lord inspires him with a strong desire to achieve that benediction from a particular demigod, and so he successfully receives the benediction. Okay. So, basically, by having material desires, a person ultimately suffers. But if you give him this knowledge that you will only get suffering by this material desire, the person may not be ready to accept it. But if he pursues those material desires and gets their results and experiences them and eventually gets frustrated, then probably out of that frustration, they may develop a distaste for material pleasures and then exclusively surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will wait for it. Okay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as Super Soul is also present within the heart of demigod. Just like Krishna as Super Soul is within your heart, Krishna as Super Soul is within demigod's heart also. He facilitates the exchange between these two. 22. Sataya shraddhaya yuktah tasya aradhanam ihate labhate cha tatah kaman mayyaiva vihitan hitan. So it is Krishna who gives the faith, who makes the faith of a demigod worshipper steady, right? Endowed with such faith, the demigod worshipper will worship a particular demigod to obtain certain desires. But in actuality, it is Krishna who is giving those benedictions also to demigod worshippers. Okay, that's what Krishna says. Labhate cha tataha kaman mayyaiva vihitan hitan. Mayyaiva, it's me. I am only giving them the benediction. Okay. The demigods cannot award benedictions to their devotees without permission of the Supreme Lord. The living entity may forget that everything is the property of the Lord, but the demigods do not forget. So the worship of demigods and achievement of desired results are due to not the demigods, but due to Krishna, due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the living entity who desires to return to Godhead, material desires are impediments. A pure devotee is therefore not awarded with material results. Okay. Sometimes Krishna reciprocates with pure devotees by not fulfilling their material desires. But if someone is not mature enough, Krishna may fulfill the material desires also and eventually bring such a person to the right understanding of pure devotional service. Okay. So sometimes Krishna will take away all the material facilities of some people to make them surrender unto him. Okay. For example, he has taken away everything from Bali Maharaj, from Avanti Brahman. So they had lot of material wealth. Krishna deprived them of material wealth. On the other hand, Krishna bestows material wealth to some people. Okay. So like that, Krishna will just do a personalized treatment of all his devotees, whether mixed devotees or pure devotees, so that they can purify themselves completely and be eligible for pure devotional service in the spiritual world. For example, Sudama was very much attached to his detachment. He had no desire for wealth. So Krishna gave him a lot of wealth and purified him. And Krishna has taken away all the wealth of Bali Maharaj. So in both cases, Krishna acted the same. He has taken away everything from Bali Maharaj. He has given everything to Sudama. Okay. But in both cases, Krishna is purifying them of their pride in wealth and in renunciation respectively. Bali had some little pride in wealth and Sudama had some little pride in renunciation. So Krishna nullified both of them and accepted them, purified them and accepted them. 23. Antavattu phalam tesham.
Antavattu phalam tesham.
Tadbhavatyalpa medhasam.
Tadbhavatyalpa medhasam.
Devan devaya joyanti.
Devan devaya joyanti.
Madbhakta yanti mamapi.
Madbhakta yanti mamapi.
Antavattu phalam tesham. Tadbhavati alpa medhasam. So men of small intelligence worship the demigods. Okay. So alpa medhasa means people who have very poor knowledge, okay, poor intelligence. Such people will worship the demigods. And the results they obtain are also very limited and temporary. Antavattu phalam. There is an anta to that phala. Once you receive a benediction from demigod, that does not mean you will live with that benediction eternally. It has an end somewhere. We have seen so many demons like Ravana, Kumbhakarna, then Narakasur. Bhumasur, Hiranyakashipu, all these people have received benediction from some demigod like Brahma or Indra or Shiva, someone. But all of them had some end of that benediction. They did not live with that benediction eternally. Because the demigods themselves are not eternal, how can their benedictions be eternal? Okay, so one can enjoy the result of the benediction for a little while and after that it is taken away from him. So, Devan Devayajo Yanti, those who worship the demigods can go to their planets. Then Krishna says, Madbhakta Yanti Mamapi. Those who worship me, means worship Krishna, they can go to Krishna. Okay, not anywhere else. So, there are diverse destinations according to your diverse desires and endeavors. You have a desire and you endeavor in that direction. Your destination is dependent on that desire and endeavor only. You desire something and you endeavor for something and you will not get a different benediction only. Whatever you do, you can attain God. You can attain Vaikuntha. It's not possible. You worship demigod, you go to demigod planet. You worship Krishna, you go to Krishna planet. Okay, you worship some human beings, you remain here. You worship bhutas, pretas, pichachas, and we will go to their ghostly planets. Krishna says this more elaborately in the 9th chapter. So one cannot attain the same destination by worshipping anyone. It is very logical that a person attains what he worships, what he aspires for. The positions of demigods are temporary, so how can the results of their worship be permanent? That's the question. Okay. So we need to be very choosy in coming in contact with different things in this world. Because sangat sanjayate kamaha, our association induces certain desires within us. You associate with some people, you develop similar kind of nature and desire, and you work in a similar direction. If somebody is associating with devotees, sadhus, good people, satsanga, then he will develop good tendencies, good habits, good aspirations. If someone is associating with demoniac people, cruel people, or negative characters, he will develop such tendencies. If someone is in the association of drunkards, it's very natural that he drinks. If someone is just associating with pure vegetarians, it's natural that he will eat only vegetarian food. Right? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Similarly, if someone is worshipping demigods, he will go to demigods. If someone is worshipping Krishna, he will go to Krishna. So, association has a lot of influence on our consciousness. To streamline our consciousness, we need to come in contact with pure association, not impure association. Okay? So, the demigods are ultimately Krishna's limbs. Okay? Now you see this sun and moon are like his eyes, and the demigods are like his arms. Like that there are different comparisons between demigods and the limbs of Krishna. They are all parts and parcels of the Lord. Okay. Bahavo lokapalanam. Bhagavatam also says that worshipping demigods who are like limbs of Krishna should yield the same result as worshipping Krishna. Somebody may argue like this. What will you answer? Yes, yes. If you, for example, somebody may worship Guru, who is a devotee of Krishna. And what does the Guru do? Guru will divert his disciple to the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay. So in that sense, it's a this Guru is a representative of Krishna, giving us the message of Krishna and taking us closer to Krishna. Okay. Now, Guru's worship is bona fide. We do Guru Puja and we follow the instructions of Guru. What is the difference between Guru worship and demigod worship? Similarly, demigods are also kind of representatives of God. They are parts and parcels of the God. Point is, your consciousness. You are approaching demigods or worshipping demigods, considering them Vaishnavas, considering them representatives of Krishna, considering them devotees of Krishna who can guide you in devotional service to Krishna. It's wonderful, perfect. Prachetas all were taking guidance of Lord Shiva, considering him a devotee of Krishna, and Shiva taught them Rudra Gita, Shiva taught them the process of devotional service unto Vasudeva, and ultimately they all became devotees of Krishna, right? Shiva directed them to the lotus feet of Krishna. But what is your approach towards a demigod? Just to fulfill your material desires? You are not acknowledging the connection between the demigod and Krishna. Okay, you are only interacting with the demigod just to get some material benediction from him. That kind of material, that kind of interaction, that kind of demigod worship is condemned here repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita and even in Bhagavatam also. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Okay, Mahameva, Krishna is me only. So generally people do not approach demigods to become devotees of Krishna. Okay. If you seek guidance of a demigod who is also a devotee of Krishna, so that you can perform devotional service to Krishna, that is fine. But that doesn't happen. That almost never happens. People go to demigods only to get their material benedictions. And that is condemned here. Okay. But if you see the demigods as Krishna's limbs and acknowledge their position as great Vaishnavas and worship them as a devotee, vancha kalpatarubhyascha, कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. If someone worships Lord Shiva like that, in that mood, It's wonderful. Then he will also make you as a Vaishnava. He is a supreme Vaishnava, right? But instead of seeing the demigod as a Vaishnava, one sees demigod as a provider of material benedictions. That increases one's material entanglement. So, next. So that completes the section on demigod worship. So, earlier Krishna spoke about surrender unto him and coming out of Maya. Later Krishna spoke about people who do not surrender unto him and people who surrender unto him with material desires. Okay. Now later Krishna spoke on people who surrender unto someone else other than him to fulfill their material desires. That is demigod worship. But there are other people who think that the absolute truth is impersonal, not a person. The Supreme God is a person. He has a form, he has a name, he has a planet, he has paraphernalia. We can have different relationships with him. That understanding some people don't have. They are called impersonalists. Okay, they think that the ultimate absolute truth is impersonal, devoid of any form and attributes. Because they see so many material forms here, material relationships here, they concoct a conception of spirituality to be voidism. Here there is everything, there should be nothing. So that is their mentality. Such people are called impersonalists. Even they consider Krishna's form as imaginary, as made of Maya. It is illusory form. Actually, God has no form. Absolute truth, Paramasatyam, has no form. But whenever you see the forms of Krishna, Rama, etc., they are all made of Maya. That is illusory form. It's a temporary manifestation. No, they are all eternal forms. But these people consider it impersonal. They are called Mayavadis. They say everything is Maya. Okay. So, although they are detached from matter, definitely they have detachment from matter, that's worth acknowledging. We should glorify and appreciate that. But they only have detachment from matter, they don't have attachment to Supreme Spirit. And they have only a concocted and imaginary conception of Spirit. They consider Spirit to be impersonal. That is their wrong understanding. Up to understanding the temporariness and futility and illusory nature of matter, they are correct. But they don't have the right understanding of Spirit. Okay. So, but from Gita, it is very clear that neither demigods nor Krishna are impersonal. They are all persons. We are persons. Demigods are persons. Krishna is a person. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has his own planets of his various forms. Just like demigods also have their planets. You consider all these planets to be illusion. Okay. Just because you see some material suffering here. That is Mayavad. So Krishna speaks about them now. 24th sloka. Avyaktam yaktimapannam.
Avyaktam yaktimapannam.
Manyate mama buddhayah.
Manyate mama buddhayah.
Parambhavam jananto.
Parambhavam jananto.
Mama vyayamanuttamam.
Mama vyayamanuttamam.
So, avyaktam yaktimapannam, avyakta means unmanifest, right, or impersonal. Vyaktimapannam, so that unmanifest absolute truth has manifested as a person. That impersonal absolute truth manifested a form as a person, that's what they think. Avyaktam yaktimapannam manyate means they consider like that, that's not fact, they consider like that. Who are they? Abuddhayah. In the previous slokas, Krishna described the demigod worshippers. What he said? Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavati alpamedhasam. Alpamedhasam means less intelligent. Demigod worshippers are less intelligent. But here the impersonalists are abuddhayah, no intelligence only. So, demigod worshippers are less intelligent. Impersonalists have no intelligence. Okay. Param bhavam ajananto, they do not understand my supreme nature. Mama avyayam anuttamam, I am avyaya, inexhaustible or imperishable, and anuttamam, there is no one superior to me. So these qualities of Krishna they don't understand because they are unintelligent, they have no buddhi only. They develop an opposite conception of God. Demigod worshippers have alpa buddhi, these people have abuddhi. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the personality of Godhead cannot be understood simply by the study of Vedanta literature. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord can the personality of God can be known. Therefore, in this verse, it is stated that not only are the worshippers of demigods less intelligent, but those non-devotees who are engaged in Vedanta and speculation on Vedic literature without any tinge of true Krishna consciousness are also less intelligent. In fact, they have no intelligence. Okay. But still they consider themselves liberated, great, exalted. Athapi te deva padambujadvaya prasada leshan grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. They consider themselves great, but they have no prasada lesha. They don't even have a slight trace of Krishna's mercy. How can they be liberated? Okay. So Prabhupada writes, one must understand Krishna only by devotional service, not by mental speculation, not by fruitive activity. Okay, when one is fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, beginning with chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then only can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The understanding of the Supreme Lord depends on one's bhakti. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. In Bhagavatam also it is said. So, those who are blinded by lusty desire surrender to demigods. Those who are blinded by their own imaginary conceptions and philosophical speculations, they consider absolute truth to be impersonal. So, both are condemned here. 25. So Krishna need not reveal to them. Krishna need not reveal himself to such foolish people. Because Krishna always reserves the right of not manifesting himself to someone who is challenging him or who is considering him to be impersonal. Krishna need not prove himself to them. You consider me impersonal. You say that I have no form, no name, no shape, no relation, no abode, no attributes. You can remain in your conception. It's okay. I don't have to prove that I have all these things in front of you. Naham prakashah sarvasya.
Naham prakashah sarvasya.
Yoga maya samavritah.
Yoga maya samavritah.
Mudhoyam nabhijanati.
Mudhoyam nabhijanati.
Loko mam ajamavyayam.
Loko mam ajamavyayam.
Na aham prakashah sarvasya. I will not manifest myself to everyone. Okay, yoga maya samavritaha, I am covered by my yoga maya internal potency. So this internal potency is covering me, basically blocking my vision to these materialistic people, okay, who are not qualified to see me. So this comes like a cloud. Krishna is like sun, the impersonalist is like a weaver. The cloud of maya is there, not revealing Krishna completely to them. Moodhoyam na abhijanati, therefore the foolish people don't understand me. Loko mam ajam avyayam, although I am unborn and infallible. Ajam means unborn, avyayam means infallible. So even when Krishna was personally present on this planet, but still there are some people like Duryodhana, Shishupala, all these fellows don't understand Krishna. Okay, why? Because Krishna need not reveal himself to them because they have such demoniac mentality. Okay. So Krishna says, but for pure devotees, even if Krishna tries to hide himself also, they can know Krishna. Okay. For example, for the South Indian Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to be Krishna. You know that story, right? So for Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya seemed to be Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya says, no, I am not Krishna, I am not Krishna. But still, they say, oh, you are Krishna, don't hide. Sanatana Goswami also. So like that, devotees can recognize Krishna in whatever form Krishna manifests. But demons, even if Krishna manifests himself in front of them, right in front of them, I am Krishna, I am God, still they don't understand. Okay, Duryodhan, Shishupal and all these people. Even if Krishna manifests some miracles in front of them, still they consider all this is Maya. Okay, that is their misfortune. Hiranmayena Patrena, so this is about covering of Maya on Krishna. Not that he is affected by it, our vision is affected by it. We cannot see Krishna because of Maya covering. The Lord is not covered by Maya, but our vision is covered by Maya. The Lord's knowledge is never covered, and he knows past, present and future and everything about everyone. That Krishna reveals in the next few shlokas. Okay, we'll take it in the next session. Hare Krishna.